After the country musician Jesse Coulter released an album of spiritual songs in 2017, she didn't intend to record again.
And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
But a few years later, she found herself in the studio once again, rocking along with a full band in Nashville. Coulter is the queen of outlaw country music, and along with her many solo hit records in the 1970s, she also performed with her late husband, Waylon Jennings.
You got me under the spell again, saying those things again.
Jesse Coulter is now out with a new album, the result of those Nashville recording sessions. It's called Edge of Forever. And on the track Lost Love Song, she resurrects a tune by an unknown writer from a tape recording that Waylon handed her long ago.
The first time I laid eyes on you, I fell in love like a fool.
I think he must have had in mind that it would be something I would love. And I did. And it's just such an incredible description of love. And I never knew who wrote it. I don't believe Waylon knew, because he certainly didn't tell me. You know, it's a heart-rending lyric.
Jesse Coulter, I'm going to ask, I guess it's a very personal question, but you mentioned this song came to you because your husband Waylon asked you to listen to it and thought you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've lost him in the years since. I know you're remarried and happy, and that's great, and I'm going to ask you about that in a second, but I wonder, when you sing it now, who have you got in your mind? Who have you got in your heart?
Oh, definitely. Mine and Waylon's relationship was... how can I put it? It was a great ride. A lady horseman friend of mine was widowed also. And she said, my first ride was great and my second ride is great.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, my experience is where I draw a lot of my lyrics from, or somebody very close to me, you know, that I am going through something with. That's why I don't co-write and so forth, you know. But anyway, of course... That was part of my experience.
Speaking of making music with people you are close to, there are a few tracks on this album that your daughter had a hand in. You co-wrote and sang the song Secret Place with her. How'd
yes.
that come about?
We wrote that quite a few years ago. And when Waylon heard it, he said, you've got to do this song. And I've just held it, being sung it, and it's actually paraphrasing the 91st Psalm, which is a great psalm of protection. I love it so much.
You'll be not behind in the shadow of your wings.
And Jennifer, too, loved it.
Your daughter,
and
yeah.
Yes, my daughter, Jennifer. And she's very musical and very melodic, and I can't do that song without her.
Let me mount up with wings like an eagle in the sky.
You mentioned the Psalms, and I know your last album drew lyrics from the Book of Psalms. I want to talk about the church for a minute, because your mom was a preacher. This album features a gospel tune, Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus.
I love it.
Tell
I
me. Okay, hold on. Let's let people listen, and then I want you to tell me why.
His mighty hand tells me to pick up and to run. Tells me I'm not fighting in private wars. He tells me my battle's been won.
Tell me why you love it.
I love it because, first of all, it's true. It's a true story. Nobody can do what Christ can do in your heart, in your soul, your mind, and your spirit. And I attended an entirely black church for 10 years in Nashville, Tennessee, and that song was in the congregation. James Cleveland, who is a gospel writer icon, he wrote the song, but I rewrote it, and it was just how I was feeling that day.
Do you think you wrote a different song than you would have at an earlier point in your life? Because this is a song that has to do with faith, and you've talked about questioning your faith at times in your life.
Yes, I went through a period of, they call it New Age. There's nothing new about all those things that have been part of deception in our culture, in our history. And so I lived that way, really, without my faith for almost 10 years. So when I returned, really knowing what it is. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing to know God and to have faith.
Well, let me start bringing us to a close by asking about two milestones for you this year. Aside from putting out this album, you got married again this year, and you turned 80 this year, and it makes me wonder if it's a different kind of leap of faith to find love later in life.
Oh, definitely. This gentleman came as a rancher horseman friend. I had met him, but I had so much going on, it wasn't a time that I could start a relationship. And so then we reunited about 3 years later. And after a few dates, he asked me if I would like to go on a picnic. And I thought, well, this is different. I kind of felt like a teenager or something.
We talked and laughed a while. Just like we could start time.
And yes, it is a different kind of love at a different time.
So you're happy?
I'm happy.
You're happy.
It's fun. And he said during our wedding ceremony, every day is going to be the best day of my life. And I'm thinking, who could have a better attitude?
Well, Jesse Coulter, congratulations on new adventures and new love and a new album this year. Been quite a year so far.
You're terrific, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Is Jesse Coulter, and her new album is called Edge of Forever. The troubles age.